For KOSU, I'm Michael Cross. Research is one of the three pillars of Oklahoma State University's mission. In this episode of OSU Research Matters, Megan Robinson speaks with Dr. Nico Dimitakis, who specializes in organizational behavior and human resource management.
I was mostly interested in motivation, and I was mostly interested to see how people essentially resist change was my big thing. I wanted to really understand why people don't want things to be different than they are at this point. But then that leads to a question: is that true? Do people not want things to change? Which I think they don't to a large extent. But also, why don't they? Right. So, thinking of that, start getting up against these literatures that talk about how people immediately respond to something. Change in particular being one of those things where, you know, since Machiavelli, we've known that, change has all of the costs up front and all of the benefits later.
Whether we like it or not, things in life are going to change. In fact, Oklahoma State professor Nico Dimitakis has centered his research around change in the workplace. Lucky for us, he's learned we are excellent at adapting.
Among other things, humans are remarkably good at getting used to things, right? Like, nobody thinks that smartphones are impressive anymore, which is insane, right? Like, we have this thing that can go up to space and bring us all this information in our pockets, which was something that, like, 20 years ago wasn't even an option at home for a lot of people, right? And now it's ubiquitous. So we get used to things, and as we get used to things, we stop responding to things, which makes sense because even though poetically it sounds good, being in awe of every sunset and every dawn would basically not leave you with a lot of time, right? If we were impressed by every squirrel we saw every day, even though they're adorable, if we were impressed by the color of the sky, we wouldn't be able to actually do anything. So we get very used to these circumstances. There was a very old study that found, it compared lottery winners to people that had been in pretty gruesome accidents. And they found that both sets of people, a few months later, essentially were back to their baseline levels of happiness. So that we call the hedonic treadmill, from the Greek word for pleasure, and treadmill because you keep going and you're running, but you're staying in the same place.
Dimitakis estimates it takes about 3 months for people to acclimate to change.
Right. I know some people will say that it takes 21 days for a habit to form. Maybe. I think more important is to kind of think about what we're talking about and what period we're talking about. So time periods are interesting because, we live in very different time frames. And I would say that anything we have a name for is important. So days are important, weeks are important, months are important, years are important. Fortnights probably used to be important, less important, these days. So we tend to think in terms of I had a good day, I had a good week, I had a good month, I had a good year. If we were looking at, how long adaptation takes, it's probably going to be one of those periods. And I'm guessing it's also going to differ quite a bit from, based on what event we're talking about. Common hassles, probably you're going to get, or, common pleasure. You're going to get used to pretty fast. Uncommon things, you might take you a little bit more time to get used to. And I would say we probably, unfortunately, can much faster adapt to positive things than to negative things, right?
For OSU Research Matters, I'm Megan Robinson.
Research Matters is a bi-weekly look inside the work of Oklahoma State University faculty, staff, and students. You can download OSU Research Matters wherever you get your podcasts.